Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the news, let's talk Bradford again. So if you're a Viking fan right now, Adam, which you are, right, do you still view yourself as a Viking fan, or you're bitter, cynical?
I'd like them to have some success, but at the same time, the legacy of just disappointment is also amusing.
It is, right? I mean, it just... Because sometimes I think it's too much. Something will happen, and people go, well, it's so Minnesota. Well, some of the stuff happens all the time. But this is pretty vintage. That a guy plays the best game of his career, and all of a sudden you're buying in after New Orleans, and I think we and many other people did emphasize New Orleans defense horrible, right? Wasn't like they were doing this against the 85 Bears. But here's Bradford. He's healthy from what we knew. He's working with Shermer. The offensive line might be better. You got Dalvin Cook. Maybe Thielen and Diggs are ready to go. And it started slow, but once you had that one drive in the second quarter, he looked fantastic.
They go vertical.
Go vertical. He wasn't captain checkdown. Actually threw the ball, and now it's back-to-back games. He's out and knee pain, going to see Andrews. He's had the ACL twice. So what is the mood? What is the word? Text me. 81807. To describe the mood of Vikings fans right now. Morose? Depressed? Is it resilient? Because I don't think it can be resilient. You can't think you're going to win with Case Keenum.
No.
Can you?
No.
The other guy, if we looked him up yet, I forgot that we talked about it. Salters?
Ken Stabler, I think is his name.
Kenny the Snake. How about Favre? I mean, why not give him a call and see? You know, if my father was here for the live interview, I guarantee I could get him going on Leidner. I guarantee you I could get him going on Leidner.
See, for me, I'm kind of in the same boat as Adam. I love to see the Vikings do well.
I don't think Adam said that. I don't think Adam
wants to see success.
Not love.
He's more fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a...
But your day isn't ruined if they lose.
No, not at all.
Exactly, and I'm in the same boat.
Hold on. That's different from love to your day's not ruined.
No, okay. I think everyone in the state would love to see the Vikings have some success.
No, that's not true. So much of the state doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, but I think...
Hold on.
Even the casual fans...
I want to go back to your phrase. I want you to tell John this today. Stop that. I want you to tell John this. Come on. How did you phrase again? Don't wish them harm or something? Or what did you say again? Not love or... I'm trying to decide if you could say that to John. You know, I can either love you or, you know...
Or you being around me doesn't ruin my day.
It doesn't ruin my day.
Latest text got it. Resigned.
Resigned, yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's just...
But, I mean, you're not much of a football person, are you?
Me?
Are you more of a football guy? I think of you as a...
Baseball and college football.
Yeah, baseball.
But in all honesty... I want the Vikings to do well because of those crazy fans who are then just so intolerable to be around when the Vikings aren't doing well. You know, we all know them. The people who have bought in, who have drank the Kool-Aid. And great, more power to you. I was like that for the Twins, and then, you know, the last 10 years happened.
I just want the story for me. I mean, yeah, I have two or three real good friends out there, and I want happiness for them. But I want the story, and this is perfect, right? This is Viking. Bridgewater, optimism. Somebody said a variety of swear words. Typical. No surprises. Packer fan finds it humorous. Jaw-dropping. Johnny Football. Why not? I got a better one. He had a good year this year. For the Mets single-A club.
Tebow.
Tim Tebow. He's won a playoff game. Right? How many of those guys out there on the street have won a playoff game? How about Francis Osbury Tarkenton? We bring Fran back.
Did Tony Romo ever win a playoff game?
He did. They beat someone the week before they came here. If you're the Vikings, would you call Romo?
Absolutely.
You say no, Lindsay? I 100% would call Romo.
I'd call Romo, but in all honesty, there are this whole debate about Kaepernick is just silly. And
what part is silly?
Well, I think it's hypocritical because I think there are Vikings fans who would say we don't want him here, and then if the Vikings picked him up and he came here and they started winning games, they'd be okay with it.
Kaepernick 100% should be in the National Football League. Now, is he blackballed in the sense of they're all together, Carter, and they've talked about it and it's collusion? No, I do not believe that. But I think they all made the individual decision that seems collective, that it wasn't worth it. And I get it when you're talking about a backup quarterback, but you should do it. Joe Mauer, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Herschel, somebody's still talking about Herschel. Discount tickets.
Randall Cunningham.
How about Spurgeon Wynn?
Joe Webb.
How about Fleck? Man, Fleck runs out there fast when they come out. You know? Why
just
not?
Just talk so fast, the defense gets confused.
Ponder?
Oh, yeah. It's another one I could get my father going on for sure. Who would he pick, Ponder or Leidner? I think he'd go Ponder.
Ponder is busy. He and the wife have moved to New York City.
Well, she's...
He is busy pushing strollers around Manhattan.
Well, she's busy all Sunday. She's ESPN, so if she's hosting, is she willing to rip her husband and say, God, look at who the Vikings just signed? I mean, if she's honest, she would. 9-2. Here's Carter, who we can't eliminate either. Just wondering philosophically, Lindsay, where you stand in this. If you bet someone a dollar, what is the window of time they have to pay you? How much time? Let's say hypothetically, may I do it? Let's say the person's in the room with you.
Well, I mean, it's a dollar. I would say because the majority of humans don't really carry around cash that much anymore.
Oh, the majority of humans don't carry cash anymore.
I would.
That's millennial warning right there.
No, I mean,
Adam,
maybe.
Yes.
Maybe it is a millennial thing that we don't carry cash.
Yes or no?
I don't, just because I usually don't have any. But somebody's pointed out recently to me that they can't believe that I don't, like, I should at least have a $10 bill in my wallet at all times.
I don't think that. I mean, I think your generation, absolutely. But I still think, what is our guess? So if you said.
Are we talking just at least a $1?
Adults 18 and over, okay? How much money is the typical amount somebody has in their wallet? So, Lindsay, you're zero money-wise. And not credit cards and other things, but you normally don't have any money.
Any cash in my wallet.
No cash, zero. Adam, I've seen you. You normally have like, what, $400 or $500 kind of rolling around money? What would you say cash-wise you normally have? What's your guess?
Usually in my wallet?
Yeah.
$15.
$15. I might be a little bit more, you know. $10,000? No. $40, something like
that. That's what I was thinking. $40
yeah.
is probably the average.
But, I mean, are we at a point where it is the majority? I mean, we're headed that way for sure. I just don't quite think we're there. You know, we still have enough people who just grew up in that era and haven't adapted yet.
Well, I'm going to solve the problem. I put it up on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's just scientific,
that's it, right
foolproof.
There.
Perfect. We'll figure it all out.
How much cash in your wallet right now?
How much? Text me. How much cash do you have on you right now? Dollar bills. Not your credit card, because Carter does have the credit card where he has a max of, what, $500,000? So yep. I'm like,
super-duper platinum.
Super-duper platinum. What do we think about this Uber situation out of London? London's transportation agency declined to renew the license to operate in that city. Latest setback for the company. The success has helped this company to be worth around, Adam Carter money, $70 billion. Okay. Uber has faced an array of controversies we've talked about many, many times, from the CEO how they treated employees, how they treated females. The agency took direct aim at Uber's corporate culture, declaring the company's approach and conduct demonstrates a lack of responsibility in relation to a number of issues. It's going to expire on September 30th. They will have 21 days to appeal. A ban on operating one of its largest markets. This is a city where it has 40,000 drivers and 3.5 million customers. Carter, this is a huge deal, right? And they certainly have brought on the scorn, the criticism, the ouster of the man who created it, the horrible treatment of some employees. But to have a city of that size say, hey, you're a corporate culture, we don't want you in this town, and it's not just, you know, Lakeland Shores, Minnesota. I'm surprised. Do you think appropriate or inappropriate to say that you would make this decision? Man, what do you think?
I've never been to London, and I don't know. I mean, it's the use of public transportation in London is probably a lot higher than in major cities in the U.S.
I mean, we're talking 40. They're saying 40,000 Uber drivers in London. That's
okay. All right.
That's a huge amount.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right?
Yeah, I find it shocking, actually, that they can just thumb their nose to that.
Lindsay, shocking or not, or is this what some companies need to see? If you have this pattern, now they might say, too, well, we just forced out our head. We've made changes. We've brought in new people. Why aren't you looking at what we've done now in the last couple of months compared to what some of our atrocities in the past?
Yeah, you know, it is unfortunate for those drivers, but I feel like we constantly are talking about Uber, and it doesn't feel like the change is happening at a swift enough pace. And if London has decided that they don't want that, hopefully this is an opportunity for another company with a better reputation, whether it's Lyft or some company you know, we don't even know about.
So you've been pretty critical, right? Are you glad that London did this?
I think it's an important wake-up call, because I think what's happening with Uber is it was a company that grew so fast. And this is a top to bottom. We're not just talking about the head of Uber who stepped down after some pretty outrageous claims,
mm-hmm. Yep.
The workplace stuff.
His own actions to a driver.
Well, not even just that, but you're hearing about things that drivers have done. You know, drivers waiting outside of former people's homes. I mean, there needs to be a little bit more of a crackdown on this.
On the cash, $5 down, 25, 10 minutes ago. I'm 49. I don't use Twitter. I don't care cash. $28.31, enough for beer this weekend. $61, $207, $19, $520, $200, $54. Never carry cash. Straight cash, homie. $235, $4, $300.
I got some la-di-da's.
Did you?
Yeah, you want to get the button ready?
Yeah, well, hold on. Go ahead, start.
So I got about 20 fives and ones, $0, and then these are the two that we'll get the la-di-da going for.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get there eventually.
Troy said he's got 10 euros after my trip to Ireland and France in December,
please.
January.
Carter, that's obnoxious, right? I mean,
just nice wait. Brag. It gets worse.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Right this moment, $671, normally zero.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
All in fun.
I hope that guy's left with the cuffs on at home. It's very nice for my father to come back just for the Cambria spot.
He's I remember the Dick Vermeil reference, because there was a story he was talking. He had Dick Vermeil and somebody at his house, and they were drawing up plays on his walls. Drinking a bunch of beer. And
I think this is from, you know, the Chiefs. For a long time, they were River Falls. And then I think they did come over once or twice. My father becomes, if it's some social setting where they're at together, and sometimes it could be at a big table, and that person was at the other side of the table, they now become the best of friends.
Yeah, they sat together and had a great...
I mean, Andy Reid now was at the Childress, I think it was Brad's daughter's wedding, and now Andy Reid is like his best friend. So, Andy Reid, have you seen him?
Yeah, that's the first game. It was Chiefs,
Patriots,
Patriots, and Belichick looks like he's lost some weight too. I said the real winner of that game was Metafast.
Metafast, our guy Hawkey. Okay, how does this happen? That a phallic image is a part of a cartoon on Netflix that has led to outrage and jokes. So this is just somebody's like, hey, I know what we'll do. We've been here for, because it takes them years to do these cartoon things. We'll put the penis up there and then hope somebody sees it. Is that it?
Legendary story. These have goes back so many years. Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid on the cover.
Little Mermaid castle.
The castle.
One of the towers of the castle was actually.
I've got the photo. I'll show you.
And what did it did? Well, can we say what it had? Or
it was a.
Oh yeah, right there, right on the castle. Yeah, that's not exactly subtle.
No,
I mean,
and it wasn't just that. There were scenes in the movie, like there's a scene towards the end when there's a wedding happening and the priest is there, and something is
right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Target. From a couple days ago, Target apparently at more of the places is now turning on music at the stores. A spokesperson, it's all about activating all our senses while the guests are in the store. Guests enjoy it as part of the shopping experience. First started testing it, asking guests what they think. Some of them even wondered if we had it before. They won't reveal whether the music is helping sales. All Target stores with the sound systems that will play the same tune simultaneously. They listed some of the artists as Stevie Wonder, Taylor Swift, Bieber, Timberlake. Target identifies its core demographic as a man who's in his early 40s, but acts like he's in his late 20s, lives in South St. Paul, and loves to talk.
Put the yearbook down.
Put the yearbook down. No, they say woman in their mid-40s with kids and household income topping $60,000. So we all know the story of some of the places you go in and you can't hear a darn thing, right? It was just utterly absurd. What do we think? Okay, Targetologists, when you go there, do you want a little background music? Because I think I do.
Funny you mentioned that, because I guess I'd never realized that they don't play music until you just mentioned that. But it doesn't matter to me. Just as long as it's not blaring like the...
Okay.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Don't want to offend anybody. Come on. Yes or no, do you want the music?
I could care less. I couldn't care
less. Couldn't care less. Right.
If you go back,
Dexter jumps on me.
Yes.
You go back to 1991, a certain film called Career Opportunities, Target was playing music.
Oh.
Where do you remember that?
I do not.
Oh, God. It's so good. It's Jimmy becomes the custodian at Target. He's like a total loafer, lives in his parents' basement.
We found out today she's seen Career Opportunities but hasn't seen Goodfellas.
I've seen parts of Goodfellas.
Okay. Did you like Career Opportunities?
It's hilarious.
Is it good?
It is good. And it's Jennifer Connelly, and she's like in the height of babedom.
Oh, she absolutely. She still, for me, is the height of babedom. Although she could have a steak or two. She is really, really skinny. She's a great. What a Target. Do you want some tunes?
I think it would distract me, in all honesty. Because I'd probably start singing, and then I'd forget the mental list I made. I sing in public way too often.
Well, and we've established, Adam, that she's not an okay singer. Lindsay is a very good singer. Do you want to give us another tune right now? How about Party All the Time?
What song is that?
Was that
Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy, right? It's Friday. It's Party All the Time.
I don't know that. Maybe I'll learn it in the commercial break, and we'll come out. Well, I'll be the bumper music.
You okay? Leading in, because I have to lead into my father. Okay, because we had to cut it up. You pick a tune. I think all three of us are fairly excited about this movie, at least two of us. The Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs, Battle of the Sexes. I saw Emma Stone on Colbert the other day. Very honest, again, about her anxiety and just incredibly honest. The review is fairly positive from the Times. Of course, la-di-da, it's in New York and not here. It has Natalie Morales as Rosie Casals. I mean, is it NBC Today's Natalie Morales? And then it's got Sarah Silverman. They say a tangy. Sarah Silverman as another tennis player. And it kind of talks about they make Margaret Court into the female heavy. She's taken some of that for some of her views on same-sex marriage. Others will love it. What's your excitement level for this movie, Adam Carter?
Zero.
Really? because it's women empowered.
Yeah, that's
having
exactly,
success.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Come on. I ain't taking my kids to that movie.
How much fiction can you get?
You'll be there openly cheering for Bobby Riggs. Right. Let's go, Bobby.
No, I'm actually very excited to see this movie.
Yeah, I think it's got a chance to be very good. And again, we said this the other day. She's established, right? I mean, she is already a heavyweight. This guy, Steve Carell, he brings it, right? From, can we remember the movie now this time? And then Crazy Stupid Love.
We totally forgot about Foxcatcher.
No, we mentioned last time. Okay. Yeah, where he is, John DuPont, he is phenomenal. Then in the money one, what was it, where he's playing the crazy financial guy who's just overtaxed.
The Big Short.
Yeah. Steve Carell, yes or no, will he win an Oscar? I'm in for, not for this. I have no idea. I'd lean no, but.
Does supporting actor count?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's got it, right? I think this looks good. There's quite a few movies to look up there. Music is tricky, too many tastes. I don't do Target. Wow, Adam, that's a shot right at you. It's nice to have music in the public bathroom, and I won't go with what happened next. No music. Jeez. It's bad enough. Listen, team members, walkie-talkies blaring across the aisle. What is your number, Carter, amount of time when you pick up that phone where you want somebody responding to you? Do you pick up the phone much at Target?
Oh, no, I don't think I ever have.
You've never picked up the phone, Lindsay?
Do they even exist anymore?
Yes.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yes. They're there because if you can't find something. Have you ever seen somebody with the red shirt on, thought they were a Target employer, ask the question?
It's happened to me. I've had the red shirt on
before. Is
that
right?
Yeah.
Have you ever changed? You were going to Target, had the red shirt on, and said no.
So you could help people?
I don't know. That's better. I was going to say, were you changed because you were worried? Here's what I encourage you this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Put a red shirt on.
Have you seen our new adult toys section?
Go to Target and just have some fun. 33 past two. So let's get to a conversation with my father. Now, we had to shorten it a little bit because we spent some time talking about Bradford and what was going on, and we taped it with my father here, actually, a little before 11 o'clock. Well, then about 12:30, the news came out that Sam Bradford is out. But I did ask him about Kaepernick, right, and did the Vikings make a mistake when they didn't sign Kaepernick as their backup?
Well, nobody's taking him. I mean, nobody's signed that 49er quarterback. There's got to be a reason why none of them have signed him.
Because of the protests, not because of his play. He's not a great quarterback, but no one can convince me, at minimum, that he shouldn't be in the NFL as a backup quarterback. This is all because of the protest.
Well, he took the team to the Super Bowl, so he must be a good player. I wonder if some team needs a quarterback. They may break down of the protests and take them.
Okay, let's talk Timberwolves. You spent part of the morning today at Media Day. What was your feeling about what you saw and what you heard?
They're all excited about this team. I mean, even all the people who rate teams have got them up there on the seventh best team in the league.
Maybe even higher, a few.
Huh?
Few have them even higher.
Yeah. We'll see if they can play good defense and don't get anybody hurt. I think they'll have a good shot. I think bringing Muhammad back was a good move. I was surprised that nobody tried to sign him for a low contract.
Because he can't guard you.
Can't guard me?
No, he's atrocious.
Can't guard me, he's in trouble.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Could we maybe set that up at Target?
You work that up.
That would be good. I love that they picked up Jimmy Butler. I'm not crazy about the other moves. I'll just be honest. I think Rubio's better than Teague. Taj Gibson is fine. I think there were better options. Jamal Crawford is a great human being. He's had a good career. I think he's on the downside. I love the potential, but to me it's still going to be Wiggins and Towns, are they committed to play defense? Because both of them last year were well below average. Do those guys want to put the effort and on the court and off the court and the intelligence in becoming much better defensive players? Because Butler does. Let's find out about these other two.
How about Wiggins? Can he play defense?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's up to those two guys. Because right now they're below average. Yeah. And you can't be a great team if your second and third best players are below average defensive players.
They gotta play much better defense than they played last year. No doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. What is your sense about the interest in the team this year?
Timberwolves?
Yeah.
They've sold a lot more season tickets. The arena at Target Center is going to be a much better place for people to watch games. So that's a big plus. I think they'll draw. If they win, they'll draw. If they don't win, they won't draw.
We don't talk St. Thomas, St. John's football that often. But it absolutely deserves a conversation this week when they're going to get well over 30,000 fans at Target Field. It's a pretty remarkable story.
They could go to 40,000, Dave St. Peter told me. A lot of people are going to buy at the gate if the weather is good and everything's all right.
Weather's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
I'm told you're going to be there in your shorts.
I'll be there, not in my shorts.
Not in your shorts?
I'll be sitting with Dave St. Peter in his box.
Did you buy those seats?
No. I get in free.
Wow, that's uncalled for.
How about the Twins?
We'll get to the Twins. When is the last time you wore shorts out in public?
Long time ago.
Maybe we should set that up.
Yeah.
The two of us go out.
Yeah.
And we judge
a
best legs competition.
I don't want to show them off my legs.
Well, I mean, I think they're pretty good. I saw you in the pool about 3-4 years ago. You surprised me when you did that. Okay, the Twins. You're Mr. Yankee, so I assume you were happy about what happened this week. But they still are 2.5 games ahead. Are they going to make the playoffs?
Well, they might make the playoffs, but they're not going to beat the Yankees in New York. They don't have – the pitching is terrible.
The Twins pitching's not terrible. I mean, Santana's outstanding. Barrios is up and down. Gibson has been much better of late. But it you know what they are? They're a slightly above 500 team. And when you have teams like that, they're going to have their issues.
Well, the bullpen's terrible.
The bullpen's not terrible. The bullpen in August was among the best in baseball. They were bad against the Yankees. I'll concede. The biggest thing with the Yankees, they didn't knock in any runs.
Yeah.
They were terrible with runners in scoring position.
They didn't score any runs.
No.
Well, they got to play Cleveland 3 games.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll win any of those 3 games. Those games are in Cleveland, right?
I think so. So. Well, that might be better.
Huh?
But that might be better because they can't do anything against Cleveland here at Target Field.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Regardless of what happens, I got a column Sunday. I drove out to Tom Kelly's house.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to give him, I got a big picture of that statue I wanted to give him. I spent time with him, and I did a column for Sunday.
Nice.
With Tom Kelly talking about the team.
Oh, that's very good. He's still fantastic on the team.
He's a great guy.
Which statue is better, his or yours?
His.
You like his better?
Without a doubt.
Is Lacey taking care of your statue?
Yeah. No. Matt Hoy's taking care of my statue. Somebody put Trump stuff on the statue, and he sent two guys out there, and they wiped the statue clean and did a great job of adding on to it.
That happens. How about tonight? How about the two of us go out tonight?
Go out tonight?
Just the two of us. Where should we go?
Go out for dinner?
Maybe we try to pick up some chicks. What do you think about that?
Yeah. No chicks would want to go with me.
You never know. Maybe that will happen later. It's 49 past 2. That is your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to learn why Lindis is a top installer of GAF asphalt shingles right here in the Upper Midwest. Speaking of that game, Brian Murphy, he'll join us. Murphy's excellent. Maybe he'll have another testy encounter with Mr. Zimmer when they play a very offensively talented team with Jameis and Evans and Jackson. And running game's not quite as sound. They'll be better when they get Doug Martin back. But, yeah, Brian Murphy's going to join us on Monday. You can always check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show. I think you picked up on something earlier. Did Jason say, what do you like best about fall? Is that what it was?
Yes, it was a Twitter question, a Twitter poll. What were your favorite things about fall?
You went right to drinking, too, I'm assuming. Does it say just different drinks?
No, I had a very long answer.
Oh, and what was
it? Can I look it up? Is that bad? Do I not remember?
No, you can look it up. You also had early in the week about a plate that had fallen? Or like,
no,
like,
it exploded because I'm a basket case, and I was having a
basket case.
Well, I was having a very rough morning, and this has happened to me, actually.
Probably me. You know?
No, it wasn't. It just, I hadn't slept well. This was the night that I woke John up at 1:30 in the morning
and
made him switch beds. Yeah. I went down to make coffee because obviously I needed it.
Yeah.
And I started the kettle and I turned it on and I walked away. And about 10 minutes later, I thought, God, why is the water not ready yet? Well, because genius me had turned on the wrong burner. And so I hadn't turned on the burner with the water on it. I had turned the burner that I had left the cover to the pan on. And so I went over there, thankfully did not burn myself, turned it off, grabbed a hot pad.
Hot pad, yeah.
Moved it. Then I left the hot pad on top of the pan cover so I would remember that it was hot, because that is something that I would do 10 minutes later.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very paranoid about that.
Burned through that.
Mm.
Then I let it cool for about 30 minutes as I finally had my coffee and I kind of calmed down and I went to go I thought it had cooled. I get the whole hot, cold, you don't do that with glass. No lie. The water touched it and the whole thing just shattered in my hand.
That's not good.
It was fun.
That's not good. So our point is we put a variety of things up on Facebook, right? We try to get you going a little bit. We try to get involved. We need to start doing the preview show again. We did the preview show a lot last year. I don't know why we stopped. I think Adam asked for extra money or something. We'll start going to the preview show again. I think we're going to see more of this. France said it will not compete in the Olympics next year. It's in South Korea. If their safety cannot be guaranteed and the state of North Korea's atomic weapons program worsens, said the country's sports prime minister. February 9th through the 25th, the individual said, if this gets worse, we don't have our security assured, then our French team will stay here. I think this is going to be, for sports, it clearly pales in comparison to what's going on with the madman in North Korea. But in sports, Lindsay, I think, because who is optimistic that something like all of a sudden Kim Jong-un is going to say, okay, I get it. Your sanctions have worked. We're going to back away. I mean, I think let's hope that would be fantastic, but I think the chances are minuscule. I fully expect if it keeps going in this way, even incrementally, we're going to see a lot of teams saying, we're not going. Now, this is South Korea. Let's emphasize, it's not North Korea.
Yes.
But South Korea, I will expect, and at minimum say I won't be surprised if we see a number of countries saying, we are too uncertain about what's going on.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. I think it's too big of a risk, because I even remember going back to when the Olympics were in Russia. So is it Sochi? The Sochi Olympics?
Yep.
There were a lot of media members, and we could even say Brazil with the Zika outbreak.
Yeah, we've had a
bunch.
Who
were
right?
incredibly apprehensive about going. And I can't imagine you sending someone representing your country
and
with not knowing how things are going to turn out.
Yeah, I mean, go back further when Carter wouldn't send Americans in 80, and then it was a rebuttal in 84. I mean, predicting what happens next with Kim Jong-un, good luck to you. Thank you so much, in all sincerity, for listening. We say this a lot, but there's a lot of good options out there. And any amount of time you take to listen to us, we genuinely appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend. Paul is next.
After a day and a half, the mediator says it's over. The latest on the dispute between Governor Dayton and Republican leaders at 3:03 on WCCO and KMNB-FM HD2, Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.